The Daily Dilemma on Beat.
Hey guys, I want your help on something. My girlfriend has taken her new hobby to an extreme. She calls herself a plant mom now.
All right.
She's after getting like nearly 100 plants and has placed them all around the house. They are her priority lately, and I'm not having it. It takes nearly about 2 hours each day to water and treat them. One morning, I was only up eating my cereal and my boxers, and didn't she arrive in with the elderly neighbours showing them all the plants for hours? The big thing for me is that I'm trying to organise a week away for us in the summer, and she's totally against it because she has to stay at home to mind the plants. I think it's ridiculous, and I've told her that, but she just keeps saying it's just like my Lego. She needs to get a grip. I'm half thinking of poisoning them, to be honest. How can I make her see plants are not for life? Oh God, don't poison her plants. Please don't do that.
Sounds like an addiction, doesn't it? The National Botanic Gardens, they probably don't have that many plants around the house.
I have been in places recently that I've noticed the amount of plants inside, right? I think I was in a house recently that had a lot of houseplants. And I was kind of like, whoa, that they must be a lot of work. They must take an awful lot of time and effort. And as somebody who can't keep an orchid alive for love nor money, I admire people that are able to do it, you know. My mum is brilliant with the garden, but hers are all outside. And her garden, you've seen it, like it's lovely.
Stunning.
She still manages to go to Ibiza 4 times a year.
I suppose they're outdoors, the rain will look after them. It's the water and inside is obviously the issue.
I do get your point that it's very strange that she won't commit to going on a holiday. Like, I love the fact that she has this hobby that she's really passionate about, yeah, and that she's invested in and she's found something that's hers. But I can see your point of view about that you can't plan for something. That would bother me if I was in a relationship with somebody. And that it's probably not the same as the Lego, because the Lego you build and then you leave it there. It doesn't need to be watered.
I think the most similar thing would be pets. Okay, she obviously sees these plants almost like pets. We know as pet owners, it can be tricky to go away.
Absolutely.
You need to get this. It's a little living creature, and her plants are little living creatures.
Yeah.
So she's obviously very concerned, but surely there's a friend or family member or the elderly neighbours that she spent hours with could come in and just water them every day.
Yeah, and I've heard of
people. So she's being unreasonable.
Like, my brother is house sitting this summer for somebody who's leaving their house for a couple of months, and the reason he needs to move in is because she's got so many plants that she wants somebody there to live in the house to water
them.
She is this woman, but she has still made her plans to leave.
She's still living a life, and that's the point.
I do think, like, is there is there a little bit of an incompatibility here if, like, this is something that's honestly taken over, that she can't leave the house because she wants to be with the plants. Do you know?
Stupid. They're a bunch of leaves.
No, come on, Joe.
I get people have their interests. I have mine. But if you are not leaving the house to go on a holiday with your boyfriend in the summer just because you have a couple of plants in the house and you want to water them, that is absolutely pathetic.
I can't disagree with them.
They're not just a couple of leaves.
She won't know. Just,
I don't know about the poison.
Sure, they'll just die and then she'll get over it.
She'll get more.
I don't know what you're going to... You have to say to her, like, this is not real life. It's not. You're not living in reality here. It's a couple of plants. They'll be grand. Get your mother to come over and water them. They don't need that much care and attention.
They don't.
They don't.
So. You don't know all plants.
They don't need to be rubbed and petted
but come on now. If Tom came home and he was planting bonsai trees or whatever around the house and there were in every little nook and cranny and he was going around when you were trying to watch the telly watering them there and you go, come on, we'll go out for lunch or we'll go for a weekend away, and he goes, no, I have to stay at home and mind the plants. You'd be going, you're crazy.
Yeah, but I don't think the way to approach it is to say, oh, there are a few leaves. Like, I think you need to be a bit more respectful of the fact that she has a hobby. Like, lot of spiders, man.
And bugs. Like, those little green
little
flies.
Little creepy crawlies, man, all over the apartment.
Help me out here, Tony. They've gone mad for Easter here. How are you?
How are you today?
Do you like plants, Tony?
Well, they're lovely to look at, but lately, not really. I'd want them all over the house, in fairness. There's just too much work involved in it. Like, everybody to themselves.
Yeah.
If you like plants, you like plants.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I can say.
Do you have any in your house, Tony? Do you have any plants?
No, No, I have no plants, but only the other day my wife went down to a local shop and she bought a vase and we're going to start putting lovely fresh flowers in the house. Ah. This is the thing that we're going to start doing.
No, Tony, do you know what that means? Oh, she's gone and bought the vase. It means you have to go buy the flowers in the supermarket all the time for her. So that's a hint. That's what that is.
I know, but the only thing is there's Easter bouquets out now and they look lovely, so I might get one for this Easter to start it all off.
Tony, Aldi are doing a range of Easter bouquets and you can fit them into your vase and man, that'll be amazing. But
I was going to say that, but I wasn't sure if I was allowed to say the name on the radio. Well, they have lovely flowers in Aldi.
Yeah, there you go. Nice little plug there. But back to the plant situation, right? The flowers are much easier to keep, I suppose. You change the water and blah, blah. But with a plant, they're everywhere. Like, what does he do? Or is it like what we were saying? Not compatible. Move on.
Well, I had a little idea. Now, I'm not a big plant person. I wouldn't be a great gardener and I wouldn't be able to keep up on a garden. I know people love gardens and I love plants and stuff like that. But what he could do is sneak down to the local knick-knack shop and spend, say, 50 quid, maybe a little bit more, and buy a load of plastic plants. And what you could do is stick them all over the house and then she wouldn't be none the wiser.
Well, you see now, Tony, I would be conned by that. You might be conned by that. In fact, I was in my friend's house on Sunday and she said, look at my lovely plants. And I went, all right, that, you don't have to water that, do you? It's fake. She went, no, I absolutely do. It's real. I don't know the difference. But I reckon your one here, if she's an expert, probably will know the difference.
I think there's a flaw in your plan, man.
I go here that she'll get over it in a couple of weeks, she'd be grand.
Exactly.
I like your thinking. I do think it's creative. Yeah. I just don't know if they're going to be like together forever, you know?
Listen, Tony, you go buy those flowers for your beloved and you have a fabulous Easter weekend.
Happy Easter, darling. Have a good one, all right?
Thanks. Cheers.
Thanks,
guys.
Bye, Tony. Bye. Bye.
Right. One from Monica. Who is watering the plants like on a daily basis? Plants don't like being watered every day, so that's already a bit strange to me. Secondly, there are plenty of different ways to handle this. You could have someone come over and water your plants. You could use water-filled bottles turned upside down and stuck into the soil. This way the plants take in water as they need it. Mm. I think there's a bigger issue here than just plants, man. She said that.
Did she actually say plants, man?
It's just funny.
Okay.
I hope we've helped you.
I don't think you've had any help at all.
Poison them to be goddamned and go on your holiday.
No, because even if it makes him go, do you know what? This is just not something that we can move forward together with.
It's not my jam, man.
Share in a house, like, you have to have some kind of understanding. Yeah. I'd say poison them and go on your holiday. And if she doesn't want to go, dump her ass.
Okay,